Welcome to another edition of the Inside Scoop. My name is Neil Crawford. I'm your host and also the founder of Anytime Soccer Training. If you're not familiar with Inside Scoop, it's a podcast dedicated to helping parents learn about the soccer pathways that would be available to their child if they lived in another city around the world. And this show is brought to you by Anytime Soccer Training. Anytime Soccer Training is the only training program with well over 5,000 training videos that cover all the major individual skill areas. So check out anytime-soccer.com to learn more about the program. And now let's get on to the show. So as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, I created a group on Facebook called the Youth Soccer Guest Player Opportunities Group. And the purpose of that group is to match parents and players who are looking for guest player opportunities with coaches and club directors and tournament directors who are offering guest player opportunities. And I created that group kind of on a whim, because when my older son moved to his current club, they're a tiny club and they don't, and at the time they definitely didn't compete in any sort of recognized leagues, and they didn't attend any of the major tournaments. And quite frankly, I don't even think they valued it. So I saw that and I said, hey, I like the training and I like the culture and all that kind of stuff. But if he stays with this club, and I was doing a bit of foreshadowing, when he got older, it may be a situation where I needed to be a little bit more proactive in finding guest play opportunities for him. And I did the normal stuff, search online, got soccer and that kind of thing. But I found it to be very transactional at best and just not as open as I would like it to be. So as you can imagine, I just created this group as a whim. It was also a great way to get my name out there. And also yet another way that I want to be a value creator for our parents, coaches, and players. Well, that group has just grown tremendously, and we get a lot of positive feedback because folks are able to find guest player opportunities, and those offering guest player opportunities are able to find great players and families to help supplement whatever they're doing. And I think there's even a bigger push because from parents who enjoy their club experience or don't enjoy their club experience, but want some alternative gaming experiences for their kids. And that's fine as well. So as a result of that, we get a lot of questions about guest playing. And I've done some research on guest playing as a result. And I even wrote an ebook on guest playing, and then I wrote an ebook on player cards, because player cards is another question that many people have. Again, as a resource is out there for folks to grab for free. Won't answer every question, but hopefully it'll at least get the ball rolling with some of the big questions that folks have. And then when folks ask questions in the group, the members, coaches and parents who have some experience with this, chime in and try to help them out. And that's what this podcast is about today. I'm going to try to answer a question that a member emailed me. Specifically, I'm going to try to the best of my ability to answer it and then share this with the group to get others to chime in, because I'm a parent first and I'm not an authority on this stuff. I can only speak to what I know, what I don't know, what I'm fuzzy about, and then my own personal experiences. So the email goes, hey, Neil, thanks for the email. My daughter has not guest played yet, but she is due to guest play in January. So when people join the group, I send them a quick email asking them sort of how's it going, just to get feedback. And so The mother is explaining to the guest player, the daughter has not guest played yet, but will guest play in January. And yes, she found the opportunity to get in the Facebook page. So very happy to hear that. She has not read the full ebook, but has some questions here. And maybe I'll add answers to these questions in the ebook, in another edition of the ebook, once I confirm these with other members of the group and other coaches. But anyways, the first question says, once a coach registers for a player card on our behalf, are we bound to that team, or does the card belong to us, or can we register with a new team for another showcase? So I'll tackle that one. I haven't asked the coach that we are playing for yet, but are there further charges other than hotel and flight? Do we pay to play? I'll tackle that. And being from Canada on the OPDL division, which I'm not sure what OPDL division stands for, but I'm sure it's in Canada. Do you know if my daughter can guest play in the USA during the soccer season of April to October? So I'm going to try to answer each of those questions in order. So let me just get my notes here. So, all right. So in the States, we have two primary bodies that issue governing, that issue player cards. There are probably some other ones that I'm not familiar with, but there's a high probability that your club, the coach is going to register you with one of two of these bodies. They're either going to register you with a US club soccer card, or they're going to register you with a what we call a US Youth Soccer Association card. So US club soccer, it's almost like a registering body that has been given a charter to be a official registrar of players by the US soccer. And then US soccer is in the US soccer Youth Soccer Association cards are basically administered by the equivalent of our FA. US Soccer Federation, right? So there's two entities that can give you a player card. And those entities, as it relates to the card, don't speak to each other. And what that means is your child could be registered with a US soccer player card, and US soccer doesn't know. I mean, it's not in their database. And vice versa, your child can be registered as a U.S. Youth Soccer Association player and not on the radar screen as of U.S. club soccer. Now, when it comes to the U.S. Youth Soccer Association, the cards are actually administered by the respective state that the club is a member of. So I'm doing this podcast from North Carolina, and my two children play youth soccer in North Carolina, and they're both in the teams they play soccer for are now registered with North Carolina Football Association. So, you know, for me, I wouldn't say that they're registered with US Youth Soccer. I would say, hey, they're registered with North Carolina Youth Soccer Association, NCYSA. Right. And North Carolina Youth Soccer Association is just one of the state associations that lead it, that feed into US Youth Soccer Association. So I say all of that to say, first thing is you need to be clear, ask the coach which card are they going to register your child with. Your coach and their team will be experts on this process. So part of this pro so part of this podcast is just to give you some food for thought and to give you some idea of how it works in preparation for asking the coach the detailed questions. Yes, but you need to ask them who are you registering with? Is it USU Soccer or US Club Soccer? That's the first thing. The second thing is they're going to be experts on getting you the card and what that means. But before I answer this question specifically, there is one sort of situation I had with my older son that the team was not aware of, and it prevented him from participating in a particular tournament. And if you're coming from Canada, you better make sure you have this part in your ducks in a row here. All right. So, and I don't think you're gonna have this problem, but I just want to be clear. Now that I think about it, you're not gonna have this problem, but some tournaments don't allow players who have one card to guest play with a team where all the other players have a different card. Now that I think about it, you're not gonna have this issue, but I'm gonna go ahead and call it out for our for players in the States who may have this issue. So what that means is if you were registered with North Carolina Youth Soccer Association, right? And you decide, oh, I want, and you get accepted to guest play for a team that's registered with US Club Soccer. Some tournaments, some don't care, but some tournaments will say you can't use that youth US Youth Soccer card and play on this team because they have submitted themselves as a US Club Soccer team. And so that's something that the club, some teams may not be aware of. So you may need to shoot a quick email to the tournament director, or you may need to ask the coach to clarify that. You're not going to have this problem because you're not registered with anybody, and of course they're going to register you with the organization that they are a member of. Okay. All right. So now let's go to the next point. When a team registers your child, the card, for all practical purposes, is in their possession. And in order for you to use that card to do any, to participate in any other tournament or join any other team in that matter, they have to release that card and give it to, no, I shouldn't say release, that's too strong a word. They need to give you that card. They have to need to give you permission and put that card into your possession, right? Possession is everything when it comes to the card. So the club has the card, it's in their custody. And if you go to them and say, hey, I need my card because I want to go guest play with this other team, technically speaking, they can say, nope, we're going to keep this card and we're not going to allow you to do that. Okay. And what normally happens, they'll say, oh, okay, here, we'll send you the card. They can send a copy. We'll send you a PDF for the card, and you present that card to the team, and they can use it to guest play. So let me read your question again. Once a coach registers for a player card on our behalf, are we bound to that team, or does the card belong to us, or can we register with a new team for another showcase? So you would not, so the reason I broke that down about the two different governing bodies that issue cards is, let's say that the team that you're about to guest play with is a US club soccer team, and then next time you're about to guest play with another team that's a US Youth Soccer Association team, well, you would have to go through this process again, because they may not even be able to use your US club soccer card. And in addition to that, even if in addition to that, the club, even if the club that you guest played the first time didn't give you permission to guest play per se, or were unwilling to release the card, you could use your US Youth Soccer Association card. So I'm belaboring the point to try to make sure I give you as best answer I can. But when you're on the Facebook group now, you're going to see people post, and they're going to say, you'll see them post things like, you'll see coaches say, must be US Youth Soccer Association, or must be US Club Soccer. You'll see parents say, my child is registered at US Club Soccer, and the club has already approved that I can guest play, that kind of thing. So that's how it works. When they register you, as far as the governing bodies are concerned, you're a full-time player on that team. And in order for you to participate with anyone else, they have to give you permission. And part of giving you permission is giving you that card. And this was where I'm a tiny bit fuzzy. At one point, when my son guest played, and he was a member of North Carolina Youth Soccer Association, but this is many years ago. The tournament or the club required, I think it was a tournament or somebody, they required his club to fill out a form saying that you're in good standing with the club. So even though we had the card and we could show them the card and they gave us the card and stuff, there was still a form that our coach had to fill out, just effectively saying you're in good standing. Because what they want to prevent is, say, you're not paying your bill and then going and joining another club, and they want to make sure you're in good standing. So sometimes you have to fill that out and you can clarify. So again, the short version is they have the card. In order for you to play with another team, they have to give you the card and you can go play for another team. It's not, from my understanding, there's not a necessarily a temporary card. You'll just be registered with that team. If that poses some kind of problem, they can quote unquote release you, right? But even that, they have to give you permission. They have to release you. They can release you, and then you go through the carding process again with the new team. But ideally, you would not, in your situation, would not necessarily want to be released. And we'll talk about that in a second, because all you really need is that card and you got it. But they can technically release you. Now, the next one is, I haven't asked the coach that we are playing for yet, but are there further charges other than hotel and flight, and do we pay to play? So that's one where you squarely have to ask them what the expectations are. I can tell you, in general, most situations, they're just happy that you're there. And they just want you to get there, and they're going to take care of, they're going to get you your uniform, which that's pretty standard, and they don't ask you for anything. But there are occasions where a coach or a team will say, hey, we're planning to go to this tournament, right? And we have this many players, but we need this many players in order to go to this tournament. And part of the going to this tournament requires paying for the coach's trip or something. And we've divided that by 12 or 16, how many kids on the team. And do you want to go? And that's fine too if they're upfront with it. So you have two broadly speaking, two categories. It's one where we need people and we're just so happy you're here and we've already paid for everything, but we just don't have enough players. And if we don't get you, we're going to be in a jam. Typically, that's normally how it works. And they don't ask you for anything other than to get there and your hotel accommodations. But again, occasionally a team will say, hey, we are planning to go to this place. This is kind of how much it costs. We divided it up by each player. This would be a wonderful opportunity for your child to be seen in the showcase. And this is sort of how much it costs per player. Let me know if you want to go. On the Facebook group, you're going to see people post and they'll say, I have this showcase team. I'm forming a showcase team, blah, 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 blah. And that's typically how that one works. But normally, you're not really expected to ask anybody. But I always, when it comes to money, you know, people are funny. I always just tell me what the expectations are up front, ideally in writing, so we on the same page. So that's just old, ain't got nothing to do with soccer. That's just old school advice. All right. So the next question was, being from Canada on the OPDL division, do you know if my daughter can guest play in the US? A during the soccer seasons of April to October. So the short version is this is America. So that means people are always willing to take your time and your money if you're willing to give it to them. So that's just a funny way of saying, yes, you can guest play any time of the season. However, and people can chime in on this. You don't typically guest play in what they consider to be their league games. Number one, parents pay typically for their child to be on a team and would probably frown upon the team bringing in a guest player for a league game in that way. Leagues, especially MLS, Next, and ECNL, they have all their rules around guest playing as well. So that could pose a challenge, but you can guest play with any of this. Like my son, he was, and he is still a part-time player with a MLS Academy. And so he quote unquote guest last year, he quote unquote guest played in some of their quote unquote league games. And that's understood because they have a gentleman's agreement that they want to evaluate players. And in order to do that, they need to bring them down for training and games. So it's understood. That's another one where the answer is yes, but you need to talk to the coaches and figure things out. I hate to say it like this, but it's the truth. Being good, and of course, I don't know your daughter's skill level, and I hate to say it like this, but I want to be straight up. Being good, like really good, miraculously opens up many opportunities for you in youth soccer. That's not to say that that's necessary. I've seen opportunities presented to all kids in some way, but I can say that if you're really good, they figure out a way to make things work. Now, let's go back full circle with the carding thing. See, once you get carded on that team, as far as the because you're not carded with another team and quote unquote trying to guest play, as far if you try to play for that same team again, as far as US club soccer is concerned, and any other official stakeholder, you're on that team. You're a permanent player on that team, right? So if you play for that team again, of course, in reality, you're guest playing. The parents will know you're guest playing. The other players will know you're guest playing. But as far as that, the sanctioning bodies, you're just on that team. Now, again, if you try to guest play for other teams using that card, that's where the leagues have their rules, and you just have to check with the leagues. Now, there's another term I'm going to throw out that I'm not super familiar with, even though I actually had to get it done because my son was born in England. So maybe I am familiar with it. You have to get a international transfer certificate from Canada Soccer, I believe. So for us, we didn't have to get it from England where he was born, but we definitely had to send his original, not original, but copies of his original birth certificate. God, I can't remember what they call it. It's a certain thing you get when, well, you're in Canada, you know how British people, how to those terms, but there's a certain, it's not a birth certificate, but it's sort of like a birth certificate when you're an American born abroad. You have to submit that. We had to submit, I think, a passport or something, in order for him to register with North Carolina Youth Soccer Association. So you will have to do that. All right. But in terms of your ability to play, you're always going to be able to play. It's really going to boil down to that team and that league, whether or not they're going to allow you, whether and their rules will determine that. Tournaments, 99.99% of the time with tournaments, you're going to be able to play is fine. So in short summary, when you register with a club, the card belongs to them, not you as a parent. Because of your situation, and in many situations, the club is more than happy to give you the card for you to go and guest play. They don't think anything of it. Here you go. This is all you need. Occasionally, as part of you guest playing, the club has to sign a little form. It takes them 2 seconds to say, yep, you're in good standing. That's occasionally, but that's not always the case. But the club card belongs to you, and then that card automatically expires in the summer. If you wanted to, once you get carded with that club, it's up to their discretion whether or not to quote unquote release you permanently, which would allow you to join another team. I don't know the process for doing that, but I don't think it's particularly cumbersome. But if you can keep that card and use that card for all your other guest playing activities, that would be ideal. You need to clarify which card they're going to issue you, because you need to know that the next time you try to guest play with a team, because they may be USYSA carded. It doesn't matter typically, and people can chime in on this, if you are registered with a youth soccer association in not US club soccer, but youth soccer association in one state. Doesn't matter that your guest play, you can use that card to play with another youth soccer association team in another state. However, when you use your state association card to play in another state, there's a form that your state association needs to fill out. That allows you to do that. I think they call it like a crawl interstate something. It's in the guest player book, and I think I'll do a little article on this as well. So you got to remember that, and then so that's how that works. And then in terms of the money, I'm going to night school on with you. Just email and ask the question: what are the expectations of me? Of our family, what is the expectation? How can we help you? What's the expectation for us going into this tournament? Players are, they do it all the time, and they're gonna tell you what the deal is. In most cases, they're just happy that you're coming, but sometimes they may say, "Hey, the per diem for the coach is this, so we're asking all the parents for $30, $40 each," or something like that. A lot of times they'll have a team dinner and they'll ask the parents to contribute to that as well. That's pretty standard. And finally, can you, being from Canada, and can you play guest play during the season? That doesn't matter if that you're from Canada. It's irrelevant in some respects, as long as you get the international clearance and as long as you understand the league that you might be potentially guest playing in. If it's a tournament, it's going to be totally fine. You just need to understand what card you have, get the release from that, get that card from that coach to allow you to present that card to another coach and make sure all the requisite paperwork is taken care of. Now, everything I just said to you is very standard, very simple. It actually doesn't take them very long to do. I just try to be thorough in the answer, but it's really standard. They do it all the time. As a matter of fact, and I'll end with a personal story. My older son, back in the day, his club was only US club soccer. So his club was only US club soccer. And he tried to guest play. The coach wanted him to guest play in Jefferson Cup, which is a big tournament here in Virginia. And he tried to use that card to guest play with a U.S. Youth Soccer Association team in Jefferson Cup. And it was only the day before that we found out it was not possible. Then subsequently, the coach said, "Okay, well, sorry about that, guys. We were going anyway, but sorry about that. I didn't know." And so he said, "I'll tell you what, let me, because you're not registered with U.S. Soccer at the moment, I'm going to register you on our team." And that was a New Jersey Youth Soccer Association team. So he was registered on New Jersey's Youth Soccer Association's register on that team or that club under New Jersey Youth Soccer Association. And he played in a tournament in Philadelphia using that card. And we could have used that card to play in any tournaments because he pretty much gave it to us and said, "Hey, use it, whatever, and contact me if you need anything." To play anywhere that we needed a US Youth Soccer Association card. And so that's how that worked. So I hope this was helpful. Hope it didn't go too long and confuse you even more, but you can just email me if you have any questions. And I'm gonna put this in a group and then people can chime in if they have any more additional comments. Hey guys, my name is Neil Crawford. I'm the founder of Anytime Soccer Training. Let's get better together.